beach and continue their journey onto Hecate Strait, Queen Charlotte Sound, and Dixon Entrance. Then there's the problem of clearing cutting to make room for pipelines and oil sands expansion. Loss of habitat will affect countless species that depend on the boreal forest for survival, including the already threatened woodland caribou and nearly 15 million breeding birds. Aside from the environmental effects of the production of the oil and construction of the pipeline, there's always the scare of a spill. The Gulf oil spill is a potent reminder of the damage escaped oil can wreak on the natural environment, damage that will last for years, even decades. So what would happen if there was an oil spill just off the coast of BC? The Enbridge Twin Pipeline Project could supply up to 2 to 3 oil tankers per week. According to the Dogwood Initiative, a BC environmental oil spill exceeding 1,000 barrels could be expected every 6.5 years, and larger spills of over 10,000 barrels of oil could be seen every 16 years. Their estimates are based on current industry averages. However, it is the possibility of a full-scale tanker wreck that scares environmentalists most. BC's coast is prone to harsh weather conditions, and a major spill could devastate coastal communities and ecosystems. Terra Informa spoke with Tara Marsden, a representative of the Nadlet Witan First Nation Group and a member of the environmental group The Headwaters Initiative. She described how the lessons from the Exxon Valdez spill 20 years ago in Alaska should be remembered.
20 years later, and they still have oil on their beaches. They still haven't recovered the majority of the species that were affected by the spill. And people know the impact of Exxon. They know it was a disaster, but they don't know that 20 years later, people still aren't able to go out and fish for herring and clams and other things that haven't recovered.
With possible impacts such as these, it is not surprising that the project has raised such controversy. Enbridge claims that its piping and shipping activities will utilize the latest technology and best management practices. For instance, tanker ships will be escorted by 2 tugboats for the length of the Douglas Sound. That may be the case, yet Canadians remain divided on whether that is enough to prevent the possibility of environmental disaster. What do you think? Are the benefits worth the risk? Should Canada follow through with the expansion of petroleum use and exportation? Furthermore, is expansion of the oil sands justified given concerns over climate change? Enbridge hopes to begin construction in 2013, with actual oil production and transport beginning in 2016. For more information on this project, search for the Pembina Institute website and the Enbridge Northern Gateway website.
What kind of fuel can I afford in days to come? If prices rise to higher highs, it won't be petroleum. What kind of plan was this that has me stalled? Third world unfurled before I'm even ethanoled.
Well, that's our show for this week. This episode originally aired in June 2010. And join us again next week.
CFRU is looking for new shows. We want you to make media here. We are especially looking for arts, news, and political content. We want to make media that is current, edgy, and unlike anything else heard in Guelph. We want to make media that is social justice savvy, community-minded, and represents the richness of our communities. We want to make media that is inclusive of First Nations people, queer and trans folk, communities of color, seniors, folks of all abilities, women, girls, and youth. No previous experience necessary and training is provided. Get involved as a tech, host, producer, researcher, or one of 1,000 other things. Yes, you. Contact programming at cfru.ca.
Today on Wings.
Another world is possible.
There's a river of birds in my grave.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Bianca Miglioretto is a former vice president for women of the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, which is known by its French acronym AMARC. Originally from Switzerland, Bianca speaks many languages, making her a conduit for ideas among women's groups from various countries. She has worked for the past several years in the Philippines with the global feminist media organization ISIS International. In February 2011, Bianca traveled to Dakar, Senegal to cover the World Social Forum for radio. Ever since 2001, there have been World Social Forums held annually in various parts of the world. They involve thousands of people, speaking many different languages in a self-organizing marketplace of alternative political and economic ideas. Only someone like Bianca, with her broad language skills, could begin to get a big picture of what happens there. Today, Wings is pleased to present the parts of her World Social Forum coverage that deal with women.
All'interior del movimento femminista hay tensiones que van democratizando este movimento y tornando algo mucho más diverso, pero no una diversidad fragmentada, una diversidad con tensiones.
The feminist movement is experiencing a diversification that is not dividing us, but uniting us in our diversity. This said Betania Avila of Brazil on February 9 at the Intermovement Feminist Dialogues at the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, Senegal. The speakers at the Feminist Dialogues were from Brazil, Italy, Panama and India. More women were expected, also feminists from Africa, but because of huge logistical difficulties, they were not able to attend. And also, the group of participants at the Feminist Dialogues was very small. For sure, many more wanted to come, but did not find the venue. These difficulties that the Feminist Dialogues encountered are not at all an isolated case here at the 11th World Social Forum in Dakar. Unfortunately, the program came out very, very late and there are not enough copies for the 7,500 participants. Further, most rooms allocated to events of the World Social Forum are occupied by students who have classes in there. And it seems that the management of the university did not inform the heads of the faculties that there will be workshops taking place in their classrooms. This is what happened to the Feminist Dialogues on February 9. When the organizers wanted to prepare the small amphitheater that was assigned to them in the program, they found a room full of students in the middle of a lecture. About 30 women met in the hallway of the Faculty of Social Sciences at the banner of the Feminist Dialogues. We were desperately trying to find an alternative venue. One tent was far too hot, the other had nothing to sit on. Finally, an Italian organization offered us to use their tent, which had chairs. About 1.5 hour later, we could finally start with the Intermovement Feminist Dialogues. It was definitely worth the effort, as the different presentations were very interesting. Following summaries of the three main speakers from Italy, Brazil and Panama, and one deliberation from an Indian woman during the discussion.
Pero me interesa dos puntos sobre todo que me parece que están ligados en el impacto que tienen sobre las mujeres y por consecuencia en el tipo de luchas.
Alessandra Meccozzi from Italy talked about the impacts that the economic and cultural social crises have on women and how women respond to them, especially women from the working class in Italy. labor experiences a degradation and aggravation. At the same time, in Europe, we see the privatization of public services, which has an impact on the daily life of people.
Del papel de religiones, distintas religiones, papel que juegan en
together with religion, that has a huge influence in Italy, not only on the society, but also on the government. This leads to the social and cultural crisis. We experience a backlash in terms of women's control over our bodies. Young women are made to believe by the media if they have beautiful body, they can make easy money without having to work hard. The commercialization of women's body has been reinforced.
Porque se hace creer a las mujeres muy jóvenes que si tienen un cuerpo muy bonito, hay la televisión o hay otras cosas, vender su cuerpo.
Fortalecimiento de las democracias políticas en América Latina es que los movimientos sociales son sujetos absolutamente importantes y estratégicos en esta.
Betania Avila from Brazil explained the strengthening and the diversification of the social movements in Latin America, in particular the feminist movement. We are experiencing new political practices in the social movements in Latin America, and the feminist movements are important subjects in these processes. We also see a democratization of social life and daily reality in our continent. The movement of the indigenous women, black women, and sexual minorities such as lesbians have become very strong and take strategic role in the democratization of the feminist movement. They contribute to the diversification of the feminist movement. This diversification is not dividing us into fractions, but much more uniting us in our diversity.
Nosotras tenemos una crítica a nosotras mismos que tenemos que enfrentar.
And the feminist movement started to question the political practices within its own ranks, realizing that we need to confront much more the structural discrimination and exploitation that exists also within the feminist movement, especially when it comes to productive and reproductive work. Majority of the workers in the informal sector are women. They are working under poor working conditions and with no labor rights. At the same time, they are responsible for the domestic and reproductive work. In Latin America, jobs in the domestic field are controlled by women and at the same time divide them into classes. While the lower classes work as domestic helpers, the exploitation of these women is a strategy for middle-class women to take up better-paid jobs in the labor market. This chain among women that liberates some and oppresses and pushes others into the informal sector, majority of them indigenous and black women, has a very strong racial dimension and reinforces inequality among women according to class and race. In Latin America, hardly any state provides social services for the people. The lack of social services is being assumed by poor black and indigenous women.
Força e poder, la cuestión del trabajo. Sobretudo de trabajo doméstico, desta divisão.
If we seriously want to end women's oppression, we need to address the question of domestic work. Further, the influence of the religion in our countries have become much stronger again, especially of the Catholic Church, which has a negative impact on women's sexuality, reproductive health, and the right to contraceptives and abortion. We live in a macho society, and men impose a sexuality on us in which they dominate women. We need to reinforce that our bodies belong to us and regain control over them.
De la autonomía y de la relación entre cuerpo, libertad y sujeto. Que
constantemente se está renovando, se está depurando, se está afinando en su teoría, en su enfoque.
Cecilia Moreno from Panama claimed that feminism needs to be reformed and is in the process of reformation in Latin America to make the reality of black women or women of African descent visible. Black women are a part of society who so far has been outside the feminist movement. This became very obvious at the last World Social Forum in Belém, Brazil. Another very important question for the liberation of women of African descent is access to information. Majority of us in Latin America do not have access to communication. We live in multiple exploitation. As women and as women of African descent, the same is true for indigenous women. We are more vulnerable because of poverty, racism, and lack of information.
Una mayor capacidad, mayor empoderamiento de las mujeres afrodescendientes que sean también protagonistas de estos cambios.
For the empowerment of women of African descent and indigenous women, the feminist movement needs to address ethno-racial discrimination. Women of African descent have also been deprived of their own history and roots. We need to fight for our identities as women of African heritage, also within the feminist movement. How can we reach our autonomy as black women in Latin America? As of now, we do not have self-determination over our bodies. We need to learn what are our rights and take control over our bodies. The feminist movement needs to incorporate the struggle of black women in Latin America. At the same time, black women need to collaborate with other organizations of people of African descent. This year, there will be the first ever Congress of People of African Descent in Latin America. It will take place in the forests of Honduras in August 2011. And you are all welcome to attend.
Que va a ser en agosto, 11 al 22 de agosto, en La Ceiba, Honduras. Están cordialmente invitadas todas. Muchas gracias a todas.
Very often replicate the notion of power that is the dominant notion of power. Therefore, power.
During the discussions after the presentations, Corinne Kumar from India commented that within the feminist movement, we replicate dominant power relations. Corinne Kumar talked about the need to find new paradigms that break away with the dominant capitalist cosmos.
Where do we start to find a new discourse that will be in conversation with the indigenous, with women, with peoples who have been silenced and subjugated, and therefore look towards a rebellion, an insurrection of these kinds of knowledges?
The next Feminix Dialogues activity is supposed to take place on February 10.
And on Wings, you're listening to reports filed by Bianca Miglioretto from the 2011 World Social Forum in Dakar, Senegal. We are featuring mainly the reports that cover women, but you will also hear some men. The slogan of the World Social Forum is, "Another World is Possible." Here's Bianca.
On the fourth day of the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, the forum starts to take shape. All the stalls are set up, many tents have been built very fast to replace the classrooms that are occupied by students. And the atmosphere becomes vibrant and exciting as we know it from previous World Social Forums. In the many stalls, organizations are giving information and selling products from their respective countries and organizations. Many income-generating women's projects from Senegal are selling processed and preserved food, handicrafts, beautiful African clothes, dresses, sandals, jewelries, and many, many more. It's a huge fair of ideas, socio-economic projects, and souvenirs. The 7,500 participants and students of the university are roaming around, talking here and there. Restaurants have been installed under tents where Senegalese women's organization offer delicious African food made from local products at affordable prices. And in the many newly established tents, discussions, debates, film showings, workshops and conferences are going on. If you do not find the event you wanted to attend, you will find plenty of other interesting happenings.
Nous aurons une éducation de qualité, car dans les pays du Sud, les jeunes seront dans les universités.
The Senegalese students take the opportunity of going from tent to tent to protest against the Senegalese government and the administration of the university, because even they have a baccalaureate, which entitles them to enter university, they are not allowed to enroll. They are deprived from their right to education and might end up as aggressors in the streets, as they explained. They demand quality education because without good education in the South, another world is not possible. The students announced, as neither the university administration nor the president have responded to their demands, that they will enter into hunger strike starting February 10. Smaller and larger rallies are taking place around the forum by the multisectoral People's Organization of Senegal called Enough is Enough, Women Calling for Peace, Indian delegations and many, many more. And everywhere there is music, traditional African drums, African rap, Senegalese songs, and the people are carried away by the beautiful rhythms and start dancing in the streets. The organizers really did a huge effort to come up for the shortcomings at the start of the forum, and they were successful. People are much more enthusiastic about the forum than in the first days. Unfortunately, there was also an incident of violence at the World Social Forum here in Dakar, a place where we advocate peace, non-violent conflict management, and most importantly, freedom of speech. The Sahrawi delegation, who condemned the occupation of the West Sahara by Morocco, have not been able to hold any forum because some Moroccan participants to the forum have been disrupting any attempt to hold a forum. They even attacked physically the speakers of the Sahrawi women's organization, hitting them with the wooden sticks and suffocating them with flags. On February 10, the Sahrawi did a silent protest march with masking tapes on their mouths because they were not allowed to speak freely. After I did not find the forum on impunity of rape that I wanted to attend, I attended another very interesting women's forum in the women's village. Another Senegal is possible. Women mobilize for peace and sustainable development in Casamance. Have you ever heard of the conflict in Casamance? I haven't. But it is an armed conflict that is already 20 years old and killed over 5,000 people. The women of Casamance take the opportunity of the World Social Forum to inform the world about their struggle for peace. Casamance is a region in the south of Senegal with borders to Guinea-Bissau in the south and Gambia in the north. It is a very fertile region with agricultural production and logging. The people of Casamance are not Wolof, as the majority in Senegal, but belong to the Diola tribe. Already against the French colonizers, they led a struggle for independence. Today, the movement of the democratic forces of Casamance with different armed groups are fighting for independence from Senegal. The women's organization of Casamance says the people are tired of the armed conflict. They are demanding negotiation and peaceful conflict management. They ask for the full participation of women in the peace process, as mentioned in the UN Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security.
Pour que la paix règne en Casamance, pour que nos fils qui sont
we want peace in Casamance. We want that our sons come back from the forests. Instead of studying, they took up arms. They should come home, study, find a job, get married and have children, explained Amsatu Sow Sidibe, who is a professor for human rights at the University of Dakar. She further said that the UN Resolution 1325 has not at all been implemented in Casamance. Despite the fact that they had a meeting in Dakar where they came up with an action plan which includes the strengthening of women's organization, the promotion of culture of peace based on human rights, the creation of peace clubs at schools and university, research, gender training for armed forces, and trainings for women in mediation so that they can become experts in the peace process. The plan is good, but nothing has been implemented. If we want that the 1325 does not remain in a drawer, women need to be in decision-making positions, in the prevention, in conflict resolution, and in the consolidation of peace.
Et nous dirons que les femmes doivent être aux instances décisionnelles dans la prévention, la résolution des conflits et dans la consolidation de la paix.
At the Forum on Peace and Sustainable Development in Casamance, I met Diatou Cissé. She is the director of the community radio Fogni FM 105.6 in Casamance. She told me that the broadcasters of her radio station are all community people, majority of them women. In the first place, they take up the issue of peace in Casamance, but also topics such as health, sustainable development, sanitation and education. Everyone in the community has a voice at her radio station, even the most marginalized, such as differently abled people. When I asked her what impressed her most at this World Social Forum, she said that there seems to be armed conflicts all over the world. Everywhere there are women fighting for peace.
C'est le conflit qui est un peu partout dans tous les pays. Dans n'importe quel pays, il y a quand même des conflits. Et toutes les femmes que j'ai vues ici, elles ne parlent que de paix.
In the afternoon of February 11, the last day of the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, the closing ceremony took place on the big stage in the middle of the University of Dakar. The music band Ritual Negro came all the way from Venezuela and performed at the closing ceremony. Critical voices against the World Social Forum claim that it has lost its momentum. Guise Martial of the International Organizing Committee counters.
Le forum de Dakar, lui aussi, a permis d'avancer sur un certain nombre de questions fondamentales.
This time in Dakar, we also addressed fundamental questions, important questions such as migration, diaspora, the free movement of people.